sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. As my listeners know, I am all about consumer protection and whatever information and tips and resources that I can provide to the public. I'm going to do my very best to get that information out in terms of protecting your money, protecting your family, protecting our homes, protecting our community. So today I have invited Terry McConaughey. Terry is the executive officer of the Canadian Home Builders Association here in Northern British Columbia. So thank you so much for coming in.
This is absolutely my pleasure, Deb. Absolutely.
Fantastic. So we're going to talk all about Canadian Home Builders Association and, of course, details for Northern BC. But a lot of these details are going to overlap throughout many Canadian cities because, of course, this is the Canadian Home Builders Association we're talking about.
And we're talking about, in this instance, people's homes.
And we all love our homes.
And we all live in homes.
So
exactly.
I want to start with two questions. The first one is, who or what is the Canadian Home Builders Association? And then secondly, why does the Canadian Home Builders Association exist? So let's start with question number one. Who and what is the Canadian Home Builders Association?
You know what? The Canadian Home Builders Association of Northern BC actually... we are at a local or regional, provincial, and national level. And the Northern BC local actually started 60 years ago with a handful of longtime builders. Crusoe's were involved, and Fort Wood Homes. There's been a lot of experienced builders. And I think they realized, like any industry, that is so integral. You can get a lot of things done and make it better for everybody on both sides of the table if you work together and you're a stronger voice. So that's kind of how the Northern BC branch started. It started as the Prince George Contractors Association, is what I understand. And so it went through several different names and then eventually got on board with the Canadian Home Builders and rebranded to join it, because then we realize, hey, this is just bigger than just our region. This is provincial. This is national. Housing is huge. When you want to talk about economic indicators, housing starts are usually one of the top three things we discuss. We talk about values, permit values, locally even. So when it comes to economic impact of housing, and then not to mention, just from a human side, housing's king. It's pretty much the top of any conversation, whether that be political, social. So it's really out there. So the home builders, what we do is essentially just to raise the bar in residential construction industry as a whole. And that is for the builders themselves to make their lives better, more meaningful, to make sure that we're weeding out that we keep the best of the best, that we keep that bar high. And then what that does, that doesn't only make builders be the best they can be, that by its very nature also is big on consumer protection.
Yes.
So we're here to help homeowners as well. So we work very closely with all levels and organizations just to accomplish that.
And you're absolutely true. Like, housing is essential. How much of our time, of our lives, do we actually spend in our homes? I actually do not know the answer to that. But it is a great deal of our lives.
Indeed. It is. We talk about, and I'm sure we'll get into it deeper later on in our conversation, but a house is so much more than a wood structure with shingles. It is a heartbeat of our family. Right. Very often we start out, oh, my golly, how exciting is it to get your own apartment, your own space? Right. When you leave home, and then when you, invest in your own property, then that can change. And you're bringing your first baby home. You remember where they took their first steps. You remember where everybody's bedroom was. Then you get to my age, and now we're renovating our home. Where we brought our grandson home to, and we're renovating our basement to move my mom in. So my home has provided arms around the most important people in my life. And so we understand it's more than just finances, dollars and cents, and
it's reflecting
and building
season.
Science.
It's reflecting
it is,
seasons of our lives.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we're lucky, we can get that home that can accommodate all those different seasons. And I think there's more of an emphasis on that now, the aging in place process and, you know, that ability for our home to really accommodate us as we do go through and
yes.
age.
Yes. And our families are fluid concepts now. The face of family has changed.
Oh, gosh.
Very, very much so. And, you know, the idea of your mother moving in with you for her senior years,
yeah.
I think that's a wonderful thing to have a structure and a property that can accommodate.
Oh, we're so fortunate.
Yes. That's a beautiful thing. So do you know how many members offhand are part of the local association?
Oh, our local association is about 88. So we represent like a vast geography from like Williams Lake all the way up. But there's only, what, 350,000 people that live in our entire region. So that's another reason I think an association really comes in handy, because we've all, I think, in different areas, and it's not just in residential construction. You know, there really is a whole gigantic province beyond Hope. So we're able to work directly with Victoria when it comes to the different code changes. We're able to work with Vancouver, with our major utilities. We just have that opportunity to bring our voice from our climate zone down to the decision makers. So they're not making crazy decisions. That has happened when builders go, well, how the heck do they think that was going to work in minus 40?
Right.
You know, these things that we might think are just very simple because we live here. But believe me, someone's really got to keep an eye out for those things. So that's, I think we play a major role in that as well, because we are a respected industry partner at the table of decision makers who affect what our houses look like.
For sure. Now, do you know or do you have any idea of how many builders are currently working in our area that are not members of your association?
Well, yeah, many. What I can tell you is that it's all public knowledge. It's on the BC Housing website. Every licensed residential builder is listed. Plus, you can look up at any time an address of any property, find out who the builder is and how to contact them and whether they have warranty and whether their license is up to date. So that's one arm of BC Housing with their consumer protection. So one of the things when you are going to choose a builder, not only should you call me, but you should definitely check out BC Housing, because that's one of the resources that I use as well on behalf when it comes to approving new members who make application. That's one of the first things I do.
So why wouldn't a contractor want to be a member of your association?
I think quite frankly, it would just be they wouldn't see the value in it. I think like anything, they just really wouldn't see the value. We try hard, obviously, to show them the other side and how we do help them as a as somebody who builds people's homes, as somebody who is an entrepreneur. They often builders don't think of themselves as small or medium business owners. So many of them don't have websites. They don't do social media. Everything is word of mouth. A lot of folks have been in it for I think most of our members now that I'm working with, a lot of them are second generation. So they're realizing that things are changing and they see the advantages of us being a voice to help them. So instead of them having to have their radar constantly on, we are radars on as home builders, and we share that information with our members. Hey, you got to watch out for this GST issue, speculation tax, or whether it's code changes or issues within their own municipalities that we see things are happening. Step code. Step code is huge. That is something that builders are grappling with, that we are going to take great steps on our behalf to see just what it, there again, issues from Victoria. Now we have to see if that's even a possibility in our region to increase that energy efficiency to such a level that houses are so airtight that we're not worried about indoor air quality and moisture problems, right? So there's all these different things, and builders by law now are mandated to earn a certain number of professional development credits, which is something that the Home Builders Association at all levels has pressed for a very long time. We think that you can't continue to be a builder without keeping yourself apprised and up to date on the things that you need to know, because things change. And so that's another thing. We offer that. We make that possible. So we're kind of like an arm of their marketing department, their legal department, their technology department, sometimes human resources department. We can kind of be that whole arm for those smaller operations, which builders tend to be.
It sounds like a very good opportunity for builders. So let's shift over to the consumer side of things. So what should we look for when we are looking to choose a contractor to build our new home?
You know, I think the first advice that I give to everybody who phones, and we get several calls a week looking for renovators or builders or roofers, or it happens all the time. And the first thing that I tell them is the greatest part of your work is the homework that you do before a contractor even sets foot on your property. It seems, most people they're so excited. I want to get a home built. I want to renovate my home. I need that new deck with the wheelchair ramp, and I want it covered because our ages are changing. But those are things that if you don't take the time at the front end, it can often, I don't want to get that phone call at the back end when things go sideways. And that has happened as well. So that's what we tell people. As in with anything in life, it's about relationships and expectations. And so when you meet with that contractor, you need to have a very clear vision what you want. They need to understand. Most contractors are more than happy to share examples of their work, past projects, past awards, recognition, what kind of education they have, in addition to contacts that you can phone to check the references. And then it always is helpful. If they are a member of the Canadian Home Builders Association, we say that does help, because we can, maybe we'll talk about it later, we can step in and help mitigate and get involved when things get sticky, if they get sticky in the back end of that process. But by all means, take your time, meet more than one, meet at least 3-4 different people and interview them to make sure that it's a fit, that they understand what your vision is. And check the references.
So I don't think that we can stress enough. Unfortunately, this is experience speaking right now through the microphone. Doing the homework ahead of time, exactly what you said. Even though we do have an excitement about our home getting started, even just getting something started, just that inertia being broken and the project moving forward can seem just like that point that we are all focused on, when the homework being done is of vital importance.